knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Wednesday, February 4th edition. One of the things that needs to be addressed, and this is something that you personally can help with. If you know people in a group, maybe you're part of a gun club, homeschoolers association, a blanket quilting club, a book club, not just the Republican or Democrat parties, county parties, but I'm just talking maybe even a prayer group, a Bible study, something to do with your church. Well, in addition to those type of activities, you need to talk about and inform people that we have a problem in the state of Michigan. There are just under 10 million population in the state of Michigan. Per our Constitution, per our election laws, we have 7.9 million people eligible to vote in the state of Michigan. 7.9 million adults, U.S. citizens, naturalized citizens, people who are legally allowed to vote per our laws and constitutions. There's only one problem. We have 8.4 million people on our qualified voter files. State of Michigan, folks, has 500,000 people should not be on our qualified voter files that are. Now, this is a huge number that you can't sit down and be overwhelmed with when you do this. What you need to do is take care of your local community, your local township, city, village, whatever you live in. Now, the way this is going to work, it's very simple. You are going to say, I'm going to make a difference in my local community. I'm going to talk to a few friends. We're going to do this together. We're going to hold each other accountable, but we're going to make a difference. And what you're going to do is you're going to go to a database that is accessible online. The website, checkmyvote.org. And when you go to that website, you're going to click on Michigan. When you do so, you will be put into the Michigan database for qualified voters in our entire state. But what you're going to do is you're going to search by address. Every single parcel of land in our state has an address filed with the postmaster. Why is that? Well, for example, if there's an emergency, let's say you're out in the country, you're driving along a road and you're looking and seeing a lot of vacant land, not a lot of houses. Could be farmland, it could be whatever. Every parcel has an address for 911. Emergency, medical, police, fire, it doesn't matter. Every parcel has an address. Businesses, commercial buildings, obviously have addresses. Well, driving through older developments, perhaps, that haven't fully developed yet. Perfect example is Lakes of the North or other developments in our area. Well, guess what, folks? People, names of registered voters cannot exist at vacant parcels of land. There's no house on it. Can't be your residence. It can't be your principal residence. It cannot be where you're registered to vote. Commercial buildings. Commercial buildings cannot be principal residence. So as a result, you can't be registered to vote there. All you have to do is go to this database, which is accessible online, checkmyvote.org, click on Michigan, and put in that address. Now, if you see people registered to vote on a vacant parcel of land or a commercial building on this database, all you have to do is put a check mark next to that name. Called flagging it. When you flag it, it will go directly to the operators of this database, Bonnie Matravati, who we've had on the show, as well as Tim Vetter. Together, they invented this database and put it up on this website. They have a standing FOIA request with the Bureau of Elections to get their qualified voter files for the entire state of Michigan on a daily basis. This is a huge undertaking. They update the website, the database, on a daily basis. Now, if you, for example, know someone who died, well, if you know their address, you can put in their address and look it up and see if they're still on the qualified voter file. If you know somebody who's moved, they've left this township, they've left your county, maybe they've even left the state, you can put in their address and check to see if they're still on the qualified voter files. In both of those cases, folks, you can flag them. Somebody who passed away, somebody who's moved. If they're still on the qualified voter file, we got to get them off. Why? Because we do not want absentee ballots sent to vacant lots. Maybe someone has put in a forwarding change of address for that vacant lot with that address. And if the person, a person, is registered to vote there, the clerk, the local clerk, is going to mail them a ballot. It gets forwarded. Someone votes on that absentee ballot and mails it back. These are called ghost voters. We have got to stop this in the state of Michigan. Now, the one good thing that we've got going for us this year, the August 4th primary, there's numerous candidates running for governor of the entire state of Michigan. Well, guess what? People are very interested in party politics, making sure that their candidate that they want to represent their party gets elected. So on August 4th, every single person is going to stay on their party line vote. You can't cross over in the primary. You can cross over in the general. You cannot cross over on August 4th. So what does that mean? Republicans will be voting for Republicans. Democrats will be voting for Democrats. Mike Doug, in the independent gubernatorial candidate, he's not even going to be on the ballot August 4th because independents don't participate in the party primaries. Party primaries are on August 4th. He's an independent. He'll be on the ballot in November. Another seat that is on the ballot in August is going to be U.S. Senate. For the first time in a long time, we have an open race for both U.S. Senate and governor. Again, U.S. Senate, another statewide seat. We're electing a new U.S. senator from the state of Michigan. Democrats have quite a few folks running on their side of the ticket. There's three candidates running on the Republican side: Mike Rogers, Genevieve Peters-Scott, and Bernadette Smith. People, if the governor's race isn't enough for them to stay on their side of the ballot, the U.S. Senate one definitely will be. So we have not but one, but two statewide races for August 4th. What does that mean? That means that we will get a true Republican and Democrat primary on August 4th this year. There will not be any crossover voting going on in the state of Michigan on August 4th. If we eliminate these ghost votes by using that website, checkmyvote.org, clicking on Michigan, well, guess what? We get real people voting on August 4th primary. People who live here, people who are registered to vote, people who should be voting in our primary. Check my vote. CMV. Text me CMV and I will send you the direct link to checkmyvote.org and already Michigan clicked for you. And you can start researching these addresses. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. I got seven people during the break who texted me CMV. Check my vote. The link I sent takes you directly to checkmyvote.org, and I've already clicked on Michigan, so you're logged right into the Michigan database. Now, when you open it, it says you can check your address. Well, that's a good place to start. Put in your own address and see who's registered to vote at your home. For example, maybe you've had some adult children living with you. At some point, they were registered to vote. But since then, they've moved out. They no longer even live in your county. Well, if they're living somewhere else and they're not in your county, they should not be registered to vote in your county. However, qualified voter files isn't done by the county clerk. It's done by the local clerks. The county clerk is just a big funnel. If you want a picture of funnel for the county, then you have your 13, 14, 17, 15 townships, 2, 3 cities, villages, whatever. Those are the local clerks that run your elections. When you go to vote, where do you go? Well, I go to my township hall. Township clerks are the ones that produce the ballots, and if you have signed up for absentee ballots, they get mailed to you from your township clerks. They do not come from the county clerks. When the townships run the elections, they're responsible for the polling places within the township. So as a result, what happens, everybody goes and votes. At the end of the night, they shut down the voting. It's past 8 o'clock. The polls are closed. They then have the tabulator machines produce a tabulator tape. This is an actual tape that you can get from your township clerk if you're there simply as a concerned citizen monitoring the election process. The tabulator tape has all the numbers on it and is backed up by not only the tape, but a flash drive stick that they stick into the tabulator machine that transfers electronically all that data onto a flash stick. It has a little USB port side on it, and they stick it in and transfer the files to it. They bag up all the ballots. They then have the tape and the stick, the flash drive, and they deliver that to the county clerk. Elections for county clerks are very late nights for most of them. Vicki and her deputy clerk were able to get the elections all received and uploaded onto the website before midnight at the last couple of elections they've done. Well, those items, the ballots, the tabulator tapes, and the drives are put in containers, bags, and sealed. And they remain sealed until the Thursday after the Tuesday elections. What happens on Thursday? The Board of Canvassers come in. Two Democrats, two Republicans, they come in with the clerk, they sit down, and they simply canvass the election. Basically, they make sure the numbers all match. The number of ballots to the number of votes cast on the tabulator tapes, along with the flash drives, and also the poll books. They passed out so many ballots, in-person voting, absentee, all of it, and it all balances. And then they, the canvassers, certify the election. 2 days after every election in the state of Michigan, on that Thursday, Friday, maybe at the latest, if there's some issues, then it's certified. And that's the process. But folks, you got to check addresses to know whether or not you've got people in your township registered to vote at your local heating and plumbing office, the business in town, car dealerships, vacant land, vacant lots. This all needs to be checked. And these township clerks are overwhelmed getting ready for these elections. They don't necessarily know about this program and aren't necessarily doing it. One other thing, when you text me CMV for check my vote, I'd like you to take this link on your phone and go pay a visit to your township clerk, your city, your village clerk. Are you aware of this website, this database? Because some clerks here in Antrim County and other counties are sitting down and actually using this database that Fani Mantravati and Tim Vitter put together, and they're actually cleaning up their own qualified voter files in their own office. But I would challenge you to go talk to your township clerk and see if they, in fact, even know about this database and whether they're using it or not. And if they're not, share it with them. You can tell them to look it up online and they can bookmark it and start using it every single day until our elections are over. We need to do this, people. This is a call to action. Text me CMV for check my vote. Last hour, today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life.